reserved it and ate off of that all winter. And started over the next year.
Did you farm it?
No, we lived in town. We lived in town. Like I said, my father worked at a grocery store for his father, my grandfather. So we would eat the cheap food from there, I guess. Mm-hmm. They used to say that the meat was for the sale. Mm-hmm. And we'd eat meat once a week on Saturday, usually. Otherwise, every day my mother would say, "What kind of beans you want?" So we would eat dried butter beans one day, the next day dried pinto beans, and the next day we'd eat dried Great Northern beans, and then we'd go back around in circles, and on Saturday we would eat the dried butter beans with a beef roast.
Did people go to restaurants? Were there restaurants around to go to, really? Or?
There were, we just couldn't afford to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very few around in Roswell. Close enough to Roswell. It's mostly Sandy Springs and south.
Mm-hmm. I think it's different now. Do you think people ate at home as much as people did in general back then, or do you think it's
Oh no. People eat out mostly now. Yeah.
Let's see, I believe it's sometime in 1999, was it, when the last time you cooked a meal at home?
Oh my goodness.
Did you have
to say that?
I was just kidding. She did cook this week.
Not before last.
That's what I was thinking.
What kind of food do you cook? What's your specialty now? What do you like to make the most?
Well, my specialty among family is mac and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese. They call it mac and cheese now. But I make beef roasts and chicken dishes and when I did cook. I don't cook a lot now.
She's a very good cook. She started cooking with her mother, I think,
12 years old, I was making biscuit, putting a full meal on the table. Wow. Yeah.
I can't cook that much.
I learned how to cook early.
That's good. That's a good skill, though. Can you each of you do this for me? Talk me through what your house looked like. Like when you came in your house, your home when you were growing up, and then we can talk about the house that you guys lived in together too. But what rooms were there? What kind of stuff were in the rooms and like that?
Well, basically, our houses were built very much alike. Most houses then were built with a long hall down the center, mm-hmm. and then the rooms on the side. We had three rooms on each side of the long hall. And when my dad built the house, he left a space to put in a bathroom later on. Mm-hmm. But we had an outhouse for a while. And later on, he put a bathroom in. Mm-hmm. And we had a front porch, not all the way across, but partly, and a back porch.
Did you have a upstairs or anything?
No upstairs, just the one floor. No basement, no. We were on flat ground, so.
Was your house for a stand?
We had the same thing, a center hall. They used that center hall, they'd open the door, back door and the front door, and the breeze would come through there, and it'd be like a good summer breeze, and you didn't need the air conditioning. And all the ceilings was 11, 12 foot high. Mm-hmm. And we also had a front porch and a back porch, and had a restroom, bathroom off of the back porch.
Yeah, they actually had one.
Yeah, we had one when we was downtown. In fact, I lived within 400 or 500 feet, I guess, of the railroad tracks. Mm-hmm. And we lived around that railroad tracks three or four different places while I was growing up.
Did you play on the railroad tracks when you grew up? I always remember I used to.